would you like to have a dazzling future, one that is sizzling and bright? Is that even possible in today's doom and gloom economy? Hi, I'm Dana Susan Beasley of AngelArts.biz and the creator of Brand Identity Quest. Yes, a dazzling future is possible. In fact, I am passionate about helping people achieve a dazzling, prosperous future for themselves and their families. Why? Well, let me tell you a little bit about me and my journey. My family and I have experienced a great deal of financial hardship over the last several years, as so many others around the country and indeed the world have. As a graphic artist of over 17 plus years, I realized that I had valuable information to share with aspiring entrepreneurs and small business owners, as well as writers, musicians, and artists, homeschooling moms, the unemployed, those in career transition, those overwhelmed by debts, ministry leaders, students. I realized that my experience in graphic arts could help a whole bunch of people. So an idea was formed in my mind to create a product on branding that people needed, wanted, and desired, and that could take care of our family. In my work as a graphic artist, I noticed that clients needed to be educated in the process of design so they could create effective logos and brands. And so, over the last several years, I have immersed myself in internet marketing, and indeed, I have considered it my education. And I have grown into what's known, or what I call myself as, a homeschooling mompreneur. I love helping others achieve their dreams through coaching and teaching, and now I would like to help you discover how you can have a dazzling future. So, let me share, first of all, three keys to this dazzling future. Number one, cling to Jesus. I have discovered over these last several years of not knowing where the next paycheck was coming from, that God is our provider. Jeremiah 29:11 says that He has given us a future and a hope. In Psalm 119:1 it says, "Blessed are you when you stay on course, walking steadily on the road revealed by God." The thing that I have learned through these hard times is that I need to trust in Him, and that it's about the journey and not the destination. It's not even about having that dazzling future someday, having that dream vacation, or that dream car, or that dream house. It's about learning how to have that dazzling future now, no matter what your circumstances, and that is what God has been doing in my life. I have learned to do what God's called me to do on a daily basis and to leave the results to Him. So what have the results been in walking in obedience to God's calling on my life on a daily basis? Well, one thing that has happened out of the blue were three interview opportunities, which ultimately led to more opportunities, to paid opportunities. So I have discovered that God is a God of abundance. He is not a God of scarcity. He is more concerned, though, with the heart than our finances or with our pocketbooks. He will provide, but He changes the heart first. Now, years ago, even until a few months ago, I did not believe in myself. But God has changed me from the inside out to where today I am happy to embrace my role as an entrepreneur. In fact, I have discovered that I am not the CEO of my company. Jesus is. And so that is my journey, and that is how I have embraced a dazzling future, and I will continue to embrace a dazzling future, and that's how you can embrace a dazzling future. So the first key to having a dazzling future is to cling to Jesus. The second key to a dazzling future is to discover your callings. Now, let me tell you a little bit about my experience in this arena. Years ago, when I was a full-time graphic artist for a Christian organization, we had a chance to do what they called a career assessment. This was a whole weekend of discovering what my talents were, my life experiences, my values, my personality, my spiritual gifts. It was an intense weekend, and through that, I was able to identify five key callings in my life. Now, before this time, I was wandering aimlessly, and I made some major mistakes in my life, and I was very miserable and depressed, too. But after I had identified my callings, I had a vision for my life. And my vision was that I was going to be a work-at-home mom, that being a mom and a wife was part of my calling, but also being a publisher, being a writer, being involved in personal development, and being involved in music. I had a vision for my life, that I wasn't just limited to one role, that I had several callings, and that I could go from calling to calling to calling to calling. It would be a life of excitement, not of mediocrity or of depression. And so that was my vision, and it gave me clarity. It gave me a why for living, and it gave me a purpose. As a matter of fact, not very long after I made that calling chart, because that's what I did. I made it into a chart, and I had it as a visual. Then things started happening in my life, and everything started changing, and those callings started to come true. And I saw promise after promise after promise from God's Word that validated the callings that He had given me. And so I still trust in those callings, in those promises that He gave me through His Word. But not only had it done that, but it also gives me a why for my business. It gives me a reason to get up every morning. I am passionate about staying at home with my child and being able to homeschool him throughout his whole life. And that is my big why for my business. So what is your why for your business, for your life, for your parenting, for your marriage? Whatever it is you do, when you have a why for it, then it motivates you. It not only motivates you, but it inspires you to do bigger things, to stretch yourself. So how do you discover your callings? Well, like me, you can do an assessment. You can journal about what your life experiences are, your personality, your spiritual gifts, your talents, your passions, your dreams, your goals, your skill set. Write them all down. Make a vision board. Even use Pinterest, the online bulletin board that is so hot these days. That would be a fantastic idea. However you choose to do it, don't be afraid to dream. Don't get stuck in analysis paralysis thinking, well, what if it's not God's will? Well, what if it's God's will? You will only know until you try. God gave us all talents, skills, experiences, and dreams. This is what I believe with all my soul. One of my favorite parables in the Bible is the parable of the talents, and I'm sure that you're all familiar with this great story. In this story, a rich landowner gives three servants talents, or a type of money, and two of them invest in it, and they get a return. But one of the servants buries the talents because he's afraid of the landowner. And which one do you think that the landowner rebuked? Well, it was the one, of course, that buried the talent. And I love that word talent for that money because it speaks to me of the talents that God has given every one of us. What are we going to do with those talents He's given us? Are we going to invest into the kingdom? Use that to invest in our families and to impact the people around us. Now, this requires that we step out in faith. We're not going to have all our ducks in a row, ever. We have to take a step. You know, when Moses parted the Red Sea, the Israelites had to go into that sea before it was parted. We need that step of faith. So that is the second key to having a dazzling future. Now, the third key to a dazzling future is to make a plan. You know, for years, I felt like I was chasing rainbows, that pot of gold would be around the next corner. It was frustrating because it seemed like I would never reach my goal. You know, it was kind of like one of those mirages that you see on a hot street on a hot day. That's how frustrating it was. Until a couple of years ago, I decided that I was going to make a plan. In fact, one of the verses that really challenged me was from Judges, it says, and this is my paraphrase, a noble woman devises a noble plan, and by her plan, she stands. So that is when I decided I was going to make my own internet marketing educational plan and to work daily on it. So I purchased my first home study course, which was Allie Brown, who was in The Secret Millionaire. What she shared was so incredible, and I'm going to tell you what it was here in a second. That plan was truly life-changing. One of the first things I learned was to not make decisions from where I am now, but to make them from where I want to be. This is when things started turning the corner for my family and me. And so I discovered that I need to do what God's called me to do on a daily basis. I discovered that it's not about me or my problems or my challenges, it's about God's character. And when I don't know what to do, all I need to do is do the next thing. I've heard that quoted very many times. So a plan is what helped me go from where I was to where I am now, and I have learned so much, and there is so much more to learn. Life is indeed very exciting, and this plan is enabling me to reach for my dazzling future. Now, another thing about planning that is so important, it's so important to have a plan for a daily devotional. Without the word soaking in us on a daily basis, we won't be able to meet these challenges, to cling to Jesus, to discover your callings, to live your callings out. So tapping into the power of the Holy Spirit on a daily basis is so important, and tapping in to what God says in His Word is so important. So those are the three keys to having a dazzling future: clinging to Jesus, discovering your callings, and making a plan. Okay, so you're clinging to Jesus, you're discovering your callings, and you're making a plan. Now what? Well, that brings me to this. Here are three reasons you need to create your own economy now. Number one, a job really stands for J-O-B, or just over broke. That comes from Robert Kiyosaki. I cannot take credit for that, but it is so true. You know, these days, there is no job security. It's all different today. It's not like when my father graduated from college and he had a job and he had it for 40 years and then he got out, he got his retirement, he has his benefits. That is now the exception rather than the rule. You know, I just heard this incredible statistic, something like 30% of 18 to 34-year-olds still live with their parents. It is a time where there is no such thing as job security or job loyalty. You know, in my husband's office, there is a former coworker of his who is in this 18 to 34 age category that lost his job due to the economy, and now he is working as a detailer, a car detailer, rather than doing computer drafting like he was. This is happening so often these days where qualified people are underemployed. Job does indeed stand for just over broke, and jobs don't enable us to reach for that dazzling future that we dream of. Now, truthfully, it's never been a better time to start a business. Why do I say that? Because of the advent of the internet. The internet has so many possibilities. It's kind of like the gold rush. You know, it's time to stake a claim and to let it grow and let it achieve for you your dazzling future. The internet is an incredible level playing field because you can do marketing for relatively cheaply. It's not like buying a franchise or setting up a brick and mortar store, which, you know, I just heard somebody say who owns a bowling alley, it costs him $1,500 a day whether or not that bowling alley is open. When you work inside your home, you are completely reducing your overhead, and that is going to help you reach for that dazzling future. It's going to help you totally leave the just over broke job. Now, The third reason you need to create your own economy now is to recession-proof your life. I know over these last few years it has been so difficult. True economic freedom comes from not being dependent on anyone. Not your boss, not the government, not your parents. That is true economic freedom. And what that requires is setting up multiple streams of income. And again, that is where the internet is so incredibly helpful and exciting. So that is the goal of my family, for my husband to start his business and to replace his income so that he can be home with us, also homeschooling our son. That's our goal, and we want to help others do the same. Okay, so you've decided to start a business. You are an aspiring entrepreneur, or maybe you have a business already. How can that business bring you the dazzling future that you dream about? Well, you need a brand that sizzles. Now, what is a brand? A brand is a visual representation of your unique selling proposition. It's a visual image of what you have to offer, the essence of who you are as a business. It's an image that gets etched into your prospect's mind and builds trust and credibility. So, how can you make your brand sizzle? First of all, pursue your passions. Again, it goes back to finding your callings. Years ago, when I first started in business, I dabbled in direct selling and network marketing. But because it was not my passion, I never wanted to share about it. It wasn't burning inside me. Recently, I heard a story of a lady who had been a direct seller of a company, but she felt guilty telling people about it because she knew that they could go to Hobby Lobby or Michael's or Walmart and get the same products for cheaper. So she didn't have that passion. She didn't believe in the product. And that is the problem with creating businesses around just the drive to earn money and not on your passion. A brand based on your authentic identity is going to attract customers. You know, attraction marketing is all the rage these days, but that is the real way to get your market to come to you, because it's all about relationship marketing these days. And being yourself, being real, doing what you love, this means you're not going to be pushing your product or service on someone else. You will naturally want to share, and they will come to you because of that. When I was developing my branding course a year or so ago, I was telling my neighbor about it, and as I was showing her, she told me, "You know, when you talk about this, your eyes light up. That's the kind of passion I'm talking about." A couple of weeks ago, I finished something very major, and I was so excited that I was literally doing a jig in my kitchen. Those are the kinds of things that you need to pursue. Those things that bring you joy. Things that bring you down or drain your energy or that you don't look forward to or that you dread. You need to really take a second look at those that you're involved in and decide if you're going to continue with that or if you're going to pursue those things that you are passionate about, that bring you joy, that make you want to dance. This is what I've had to do in my own life, and I can tell you that it's so freeing. It helps me really narrow down what it is I'm doing. It helps me to laser focus on my time, and it helps bring me success and that dazzling future. So the second way that you can have a brand that sizzles is to identify your target market. You know, if you aim at nothing, you hit at nothing. You need to identify what your target market is like. Post a picture of your ideal customer by your computer so that you can always have this in mind, in the forefront of your mind. Think through issues like, what is your ideal customer's gender, their education level, their income level, their passions, their interests, their hobbies? Whatever it is that you can think of, get a clear picture of what they look like. And then once you know who your target market is, now work on finding out what their problem or pain is. You know, it's often true, and I have found this out for myself, that it's the fear of loss that is more motivating than the benefit of gain or the hope of gain. So your audience, your target market, has some kind of problem or pain. You need to find out what that is. My favorite question to ask is, what is your greatest challenge surrounding, and then you fill in the blank. So you need to identify their problems, their pain, their fears, and then go back to your callings. What solution can you bring? And always listen, listen, listen. Do more listening than you do talking. There's an old saying that people don't care what you know until they know that you care. Think about it like this, especially with social media. If you went to a cocktail party, you wouldn't go in there and announce to the world, "Hey, I'm selling this great latest widget. Would you come and buy it for me?" No, you're going to introduce yourself. You're going to be polite. You're going to be interested in getting to know the people around you. That's what's called networking. And networking has not gone out of style at all by any means. It's just now more widely available through social media. So you need to think about Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn in terms of developing relationships. And through that relationship, you develop networks, and then you can share what you do, your passion, to help others in whatever arena that you choose. It really is about developing a love for your audience. This goes back to 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter. Years ago, I prayed that I would not be a clanging gong or a clashing cymbal, that I would love the people that I was trying to serve. So developing a love for your audience is so important. Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups are a marvelous way to connect with your audience. Find that group that matches your passion, that is your target market, and avail yourself to them. Ask them questions like, what is your greatest challenge around blank, 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 you fill in the blank. I have done that, and it is so powerful. You really get to know the pain and the problems of your audience, and you get to know people, and you get to network. So that is a very powerful thing to do. And the other thing that you can do in Facebook groups and LinkedIn groups is to share your blogs, to give them gold nuggets of information that they're really needing and desiring. And this is going to increase your brand awareness. It's going to help them, and it's also going to put you in the forefront of their minds. This is developing trust and credibility. So now I have shared with you two ways that you can have a brand that sizzles. One is to pursue your passions. The other one is to identify your target market. The third way to have a brand that sizzles is to create a unique logo. You know, there are a lot of cheap and free options out there, but there's a problem with them. You need to avoid cookie cutter logos. Now let me illustrate with a story. We have some friends that live on the other side of town, and they live in what we call a cookie cutter neighborhood. All the houses look alike. So every time we go to their house, we can't find it because every house looks alike. There's nothing to distinguish one house from another. The thing is with logos and brands is that you need to stand out from above your competition. That is how you get noticed, is to create a unique logo based on your unique passions and your target market. That is how you stand out above the crowd. Now, a couple weeks ago, I went to a meeting, and after the meeting, I gave the speaker one of my business cards. Now, it wasn't one of those cheap and free cards, and she looked at it, and I could tell her eyes lit up, and she went kind of, ooh, you know. I knew that she was going to keep that card, and she was going to remember me, because it was unique. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. You know, when you have those cheap and free business cards, you don't want to give them out. I know that somewhere in a closet, some deep place in some kind of deep cavern, are a box of those cheap cards, and I don't want to give them out, and when I find them, I will throw them away. So you need to have something that you're proud to give out, whether that's on a business card or on your website or a blog. And it's something that people need to recognize right away. Oh, that's so-and-so. It needs to be consistent across all mediums. And you need to have an image specifically tailored to your unique selling proposition, your passions, your target market. That is what is going to distinguish you from above your competition. So what are the three most important elements of a successful logo? Because you need a well-constructed logo, not just something cheap and free, like I said. Well, one of the first things that's going to set you apart from everybody else out there that does cheap and free things and doesn't know about design is to have correct resolution. You know, a jagged or a blurry image will turn your prospects off. If you don't take your business seriously, why should your customers take your business seriously? If you don't care about your business enough to make it right, why should you care about making it right with your customers? That is what your prospects are going to be thinking unconsciously when they see a jagged or a blurry image. You know, sometimes I get newspapers, not very often, I'm not fond of newspapers, but I see a faxed ad in them, and I think, wow, they don't care enough to make it right. Why should I care about their business? What will they do for me? And so I immediately just kick out that business in my mind. I'm not even open to it. Now, I know that I'm a pretty picky graphic designer, but still, you get the point. Correct resolution is so important, and it doesn't matter the medium that you use. It can be print, it can be your blog. It's got to be correct resolution. The second important element of a successful logo is for it to be readable and simple. If a prospect can't understand it, then what is the point? You need to decide what message you are trying to communicate, and it needs to be an immediate message. It is so easy to get too fancy. I know, I love working in Adobe Photoshop. There are so many options. But I've got to hold myself back and look at it from the viewpoint of an audience. Will they be able to be impressed within 10 to 30 seconds? Will they want to click on that within that time frame? Because that really is all you have. Images are meant to be more symbolic. It's not meant to be a Rembrandt or some kind of masterpiece. And your image need to directly relate to your business. You do not want to confuse your prospects. Okay, so the first element of a successful, well-constructed logo is correct resolution. The second element is readability and simplicity. The third element is for the logo to be aesthetically pleasing. You need to understand the design principles of color, balance, font choices, weight, and professional design standards. For instance, what do colors communicate? What do font choices communicate? And what is your most important component of your logo that will communicate your message immediately? What are the rules? When can you break them? How do you find creativity? These are just some of the standards that are important for you to know. If you don't, you are going to be just like everybody else. But if you know those standards, you are going to stand out from the crowd. You are going to have that sizzling brand. So, just to recap, how can you have a dazzling future? Cling to Jesus. Discover your callings and make a plan. One of the best plans you can make is to create your own economy now. Why? Because a job is not secure. It's a great time to start a business, and you can recession-proof your life. So, if you are going to start a business or you want to improve your current business, what do you need? A sizzling brand. How? By pursuing your passions, identifying your target market, and creating a unique, well-constructed logo. What is a well-constructed logo? It has correct resolution, it's readable and simple, and is aesthetically pleasing. Ready to get started on that dazzling future and on that sizzling brand? Check out my free online video course at makeyourbrandsizzle.com. Do you need immediate help? You can take my online tutorial course at brandidentityquest.com. Do you want even more help? Well, here's a way you can really create a dazzling future and a sizzling brand. I am excited to share that starting in April, I will be teaching a 7-week webinar course that will help you step-by-step build a brand that sizzles. You will identify your passions and callings. You will identify your target market. You will make a strategic brand plan. You will design your logo with step-by-step help from me, and it will be a well-constructed logo, a unique logo based on your passions, your marketing objectives, your target market. You will design a business card, not one of those cheap and free business cards that you won't want to give out, but something that is very exciting and you can't wait to pass out. And you will also design a web banner. You know, blogs are all the rage these days. You need a web banner with your unique logo on it that will help you stand out above the crowd. And you can also use this to create your timeline picture or your page timeline picture, your cover photo. How powerful would that be to have banners that will draw attention from your target market and bring you the leads and the conversions and the sales you need to have that dazzling future? Because the reason why we go into business for ourselves is, of course, to make money. That is the ultimate goal. That is what this course is designed to do. It's designed to help you build a sizzling brand so that you can create a dazzling future. This course will truly launch you into a recession-proof life because you will have a brand that gets noticed. That will truly give you a dazzling future. And now, until March 27th, I am having an early bird discount. You will get a significant discount if you sign up before then. And this includes a free, no-obligation trial. You will not pay a thing until you've had 2 webinars. So what do you have to lose? Sign up today at brandidentitymentorprograms.com. Again, that's www.brandidentitymentorprograms.com. There you have it. You can have a dazzling future by building a brand that sizzles. Please feel free to pass this on because, like I said, I am passionate about passion-centered branding and helping others create dazzling futures for themselves. This is Dana Susan Beasley of AngelArts.biz. Thank you so much for listening, and together may we reach new heights in our lives and beyond. Many blessings. Bye-bye.